Good morning. How are you? Merry Christmas. Because how many days of Christmas are there? 12. We cannot contain it in one day. So those of you who missed Mass on Christmas Day because of the snow, thank you for those who prayed for a white Christmas, you pagans. You, 83.8 inches since Christmas Eve. Can you imagine? You know, so we only had 30 people at this Mass last for Christmas. It was unbelievable. So, but if you miss Mass on for Christmas Day, do you have to go to confession? No, because, of course, you couldn't make it. I could hardly make it home to Pittsburgh. Everybody says, you're not going. Oh, yes, I am. And then I got stuck on 26th Street, and I go, maybe I'm not going. But as soon as, got past that, you get to Edinburgh, it was fine. Anyway, today, in the middle of the Christmas octave, we sit there and celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And it's important that we do this at Christmas because the church knows that that's when we spend most time with our family, right? So then we get to reflect on family time. And as I was reflecting on the Holy Family, I thought there had to be no place on earth from then until now where any place was more of a loving place. Right? That had to be what the Holy Family was, a place of great love, where Joseph and Mary loved each other so intensely. They loved Jesus. Jesus loved them, who is love. It had to be the most loving place ever. And of course, the Holy Family reflects the Trinity, you know, because the Trinity is that place of love, where the Fathers love the Sons love the Father, and their love is so intense, it's the Holy Spirit. So that what happens is the family, the way families are supposed to be, are images of the Trinity. When you look at a family, you should see the love of the Trinity there, huh? Now, I know when I reflect on my family, it's the most loving place on earth, right? And your families are the most loving place on earth, correct? Yes, don't lie to a priest in the middle of it. At my family at Christmas, there was not much fighting, by God's grace. But one person gave the other person a finger. I wasn't part of that. They didn't see it, by God's grace, but you know, you figure, huh? Father Larry's family is really something. Oh, yes, we are. And the reality is, that's what I'm in the midst of. And in the midst of it, I know that what the Lord was calling me to do is to be more loving in the midst of the family. So what I'd ask all of us to do is, first of all, those of you who are fathers and husbands, that you go to St. Joseph. And you, if you don't have a daily prayer to St. Joseph, you start a daily prayer to St. Joseph. And you pray that you become a better husband and father. Now, often when people sit there and call my radio show, they're sitting there saying, oh, Father, would you pray for my spouse who doesn't know Jesus or for my children? And that's all nice. But I'm not asking you to pray for your family right now. We're going to get to that in a second. I'm asking you to pray for you. Because sometimes you're the problem. I don't know about that for sure, but I'm just saying. That sometimes we always are looking at everybody else. If the family would be perfect, if it wasn't for this person, oh, they need conversion. You need conversion first. So you pray to St. Joseph, you who are fathers and spouses, and ask St. Joseph to make you more loving in your family. Now, again, that's important because sometimes we can be very nice everywhere else except in our family, correct? Again, nobody here, but there are other people. I'll never forget, I've told you this story before, but years ago, I was listening to the Christian radio station, and as I was listening to the Christian radio station, this woman comes and she's crying as she meets her pastor. And he goes, what are you crying for? And he goes, oh, she says, last night I was praying with my daughter, and well, that's a good thing. Oh, no, because when I'm praying with her, she says, God bless mommy, God bless daddy, God bless grandma, God bless Snoopy. That's a great thing, says the pastor. No, but then she sat there and she says, and God, please let mommy be as nice at home as she is to the people at church. Ooh. I wonder if anybody would ever pray for that for us. Please let mom or dad or my kids be as good at home as they are, and nice as home as they are to the people at church. And that means a lot. And so next we got to go to the women. Now, those of you who are mothers and those of you who are spouses, that you have a prayer that you go to Our Lady and you ask Our Lady to pray for you to be more loving. Because you can't change your family, can you? The answer is no. You can't change your husband. You can't change your children. The only one you can change is you. So you gotta pray that I know, and most of you women here are the most loving people in the world. I know that. But there might be, for one or two of you, there might be just a little bit of change that's necessary. Just a little bit. I'm not pushing much. Just a little bit more loving. I don't know. But if you need that help, you go to our mother in heaven and you say, Mary, make me like you. You love Joseph. You love Jesus. And you might say, well, that was easy. It was Jesus and Joseph. You don't live with who I live with. You ask, this is God who God gave you, and your family is supposed to be the image of the Trinity. So you don't ask for the conversion of your family yet. You ask for your own conversion, that you become more loving, a better wife and a better mother. And when I say better, it doesn't mean more strict. It means more loving. Okay? Now for the rest of us who might not be a father, might not be a mother, might not be a spouse, just we got to be like who? Jesus. Oh. And so you ask Jesus again. You know, when I was reflecting, I think the greatest virtue of Jesus, who was God and man, of course, was his humility. Here is the God the universe cannot contain, who humbled himself and placed himself under obedience to frail human beings, Joseph and Mary. Now, Mary was without sin, but Joseph had sin. And he became obedient to them. What humility. So the rest of us can pray for the humility in our family that we become more loving. Because what happens with all of us, not maybe just me, but what happens is when I get irritated with my family, it's because I'm judging my family, correct? I'm judging how none of them are perfect. Oh, I'm not judging me, of course. I'm just judging them. So when you and I come and ask for the humility of Jesus in our family, that means we stop the judging of one another in our family and we start the loving of one another in our family. And that happens best when I'm becoming more loving. Now, that's an aside. So you go to Jesus, Mary, or Joseph, and you ask them in your family, develop a daily prayer that you would pray that you'd become a better person in your family, a more loving person of your family. But then the second part of this is we need to become people who pray for our family on a daily level. Those of you who are fathers, again, as I've talked to you before, your job before Almighty God, the reason he gave you a wife and a kids is so you could get them to heaven. You're responsible. If your kids or your wife goes to hell, it's your fault. And so what you need to do is make sure that you're praying for every member of your family by name. That's your job, fathers, that you are the spiritual protector of your family. Again, that means, as I've talked about before when I'm doing a men's conference, your job is to look at the world, the flesh, and the devil every day and say, you got to go through me to get to my wife and kids. Huh? That's what you got to do. As the spiritual father of this parish, when I do my holy hour every day, that's what I say. You got to go through me to get to any one of my parishioners. That's my job. Fathers, that's your job. So if you're not praying daily for your children and your spouse, today's a good day. We begin a new year's. You make that the day what you're going to do. Mothers, the same thing. The mother's prayers are the most powerful prayers. Look at our Blessed Mother. Anything I ever want, I go to Our Lady. And so your prayers, just like our Blessed Mother's prayers, are very effective. So you got to decide every day you're going to make sure you pray for your husband by name. There might be days you want to kill him, just one or two. But you say, I want to kill him today, Lord, but bless him and make me more loving towards him. If he doesn't know Jesus, help him to know Jesus. If your kids don't do it, remember what brought St. Augustine, one of our greatest saints, right there over there, the last guy on that our back side altar over there, prayed for by his mother for over 20 or 30 years. And she made his prayers made him a great saint. Your prayers for your spouse and your children can make them great saints. And again, those of you who are children, like I have no family apart from you people, but the reality is that I had to pray for my father every day for him to come to know Jesus. And on his deathbed, he came to know Jesus. Because our prayers for our parents can be very effective. So today, as we focus on this Holy Family, we go to each member of them and ask them to help us to be more loving in our family. And then we decide today for the new year that we're going to pray every day for every member of our family that we all one day get to make it to heaven. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen. I went to